In the Nusach of Musaf for Shchaydash, we say a very interesting thing. We start off Rashi Chadashim La'amcha Nasata as well, Kabbalah L'chol Todaisam, and then we say Mizbeach Chadash B'tzion Tachin. You should make the new Mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash. Eilus or Shchaydash Nala Alav. Vabaydus Beis Hamikdash Nismach Kulanu B'Shirei David Avdacha Nishman Biracha Amurim Lefnei Mizbeachach. You should build the Beis Hamikdash, and we should be happy with the Shirei David, the Shir of David, the Tehillim that we're going to say in front of the Mizbeach when we bring the Musafin. A special tefillah that we're going to be zeichet to say the Shirim of David in the Beis Hamikdash. And the question is that we don't mention this in any other Musaf of Gimel Regalim. We don't mention anything about this. It will be zeichet to say the Shir Ala Karban. Shir Ala Karban was said by every Musaf, Lav Dafka Rish Chodesh. So what's the pshat? The Dafka by the tefillah for the and Musaf of Rish Chodesh, when we daven for the Mikdash, we say we should be zeichet to mention the Shirei David, the Shir Ala Karban. When it comes to the Musaf of the other Gimel Regalim, there is no mention of Shirei David, which was said equally over there like over here. Another hara is that we start off this tefillah, we say Mizbeach Chadash B'tzion Tachin. You should create, you should build a new Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. So in the Gemara Golem, we do daven for the Beis HaMikdash, and we should be zeichet to bring the Karbanos, but there's no specific mention of building the Mizbeach. Why is it that Dafka here in Rish Chodesh, we ask specifically the Mizbeach Chadash B'tzion Tachin, you should create the Mizbeach, build the Mizbeach, and we'll bring the Eilus Rish Chodesh. Why does the Mizbeach get a mention over here more than it does by the Tefillah HaMusaf for the Gemara Golem? And I was thinking maybe we masber these two haris, Alpi the Gemara over here in Sukkah and Daf Nedarim Beis. The Gemara says, brings down a brisa, the Rish Chodesh Chalios B'Shabbos. If Rish Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, the shir of Rish Chodesh is Deicha the shir of Shabbos. And the Gemara explains it doesn't mean it's Deicha Legamri, but it means it comes first. First comes the shir of Rish Chodesh, and then the shir of Shabbos. The Gemara asks, why do you do that? Tadar B'Shenu Tadar Tadar Kaidim. Really, the shir of Shabbos should come first because it's Tadar. And the Gemara answers, Leida Shehuk Rish Chodesh B'Zmane. We do this B'Dafka to show that Rish Chodesh was done on the proper day to show that Bezin is confident in their decision, and when the Mekadosh Rish Chodesh, it was the right day. Lo Yigamgim, Lo Yivadam Alav, no one should be Megamgim. We're showing that there is a Chashivas to the Psak of Bezin, that today is a real day of Rish Chodesh. It comes out from the Gemara that the Shir of Rish Chodesh really has a dual purpose. It's a Shir al Karban like every other Yamdev, every other Karban, but it has an additional purpose as well, to Shtalavek and show that this is the real day of Rish Chodesh, this is the Iker day, and Bezin was right with their Kiddush. So it could be because of that. That's why we specifically mention the Shirei David and the Musaf of Rashi Chadashim more than any other Yom Tov. Every Yom Tov we say Shira, and that's like any other Avodah in the Mikdash that we want back, but there's no reason to single it out. But when it comes to Rish Chodesh, that being that the whole Kviyas of Rish Chodesh is only Nisparsim and only becomes famous and Kavu and Chashiv through the Shirei David, so there's a special mention in the Musafin of the Shirei David Avdacha Nishma Meiracha that will have a special Simcha when we're able to say the Shirei David when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, because that is what is kaveh, that Rish Chodesh was taka huk for bizmanai, that could be the special mention of the Shirei David. Now the Gemara continues, the Gemara asks a question, it says, is that the hacker that we do to show the Rish Chodesh was bizmanai? The Gemara says, there's a different hacker, because we're misadar all the Evarim of the regular Tumet on the bottom of the Kavish, but the Evarim of the Rish Chodesh, Shal Chodesh Nitanim, Tachas Karkam Mizbech V'lamata, we put it higher up on the Kavish. Why? The Gemara says, later Shuk Rish Chodesh Mizmanai, Rashi says we put it higher up than all the Evarim to show that the Evarim of Rish Chodesh are Chashiv, to show that we're confident in the Pesach of Bezin, that today is really Rish Chodesh. So we see that that was the hacker. And the Gemara answer is that in Chanami we make two hekerim, there's one hacker of the Shira, and another hacker where we put the Evarim on the Mizbeach, to show that it was hooked for Bizmana. So it could be that that's the Pshan and the other Lashon we say over here, Mizbeach Chadosh B'Tzion Tachin. We have a special tefillah to bring the Mizbeach. Why do we mention the Mizbeach and Rosh Chodesh more than any other Musaf? So again, every Musaf, of course we need the Mizbeach to be Makav Karbanis, but that's the general part of the Beis HaMikdash. We need the Mikdash, we need the Mizbeach, we need everything to bring the Karbanis. But on Rosh Chodesh, besides for the regular din of needing the Mizbeach to be Makav Karbanis, it has another purpose as well, and that's to show that today is Rosh Chodesh, because when we have the Mizbeach in the Kavish, then we could put the Evarim higher up than everything else, and that shows the chshivas of Rish Chodesh to show that huk for Rish Chodesh bezmanai. So it could be again for that reason. That's why there's a special mention of Mizbeach Chodesh b'tzion tachin, to show that there's something central and unique to Rish Chodesh through the Mizbeach. That shows that the Rish Chodesh was huk for bezmanai by putting the Evarim higher up. That's for Eilus Rish Chodesh Nala Alav. We'll put the Eilus Rish Chodesh on it, and that will be the simin. So that could be the beer in these two unique lashonos we say in the Musaf of Rish Chodesh, both mentioning the Mizbeach specifically and the Shirei David, because these are the two things that are kaveh that huk for Rish Chodesh bezmanai, which is an additional benefit that we'll get, Be'ezus Hashem, and the Beis Hamikdash is built, and we'll have the Mizbeach, and we'll have the Shirei David.